मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवाणम वर्षिष्टान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपा सुदाब्धी भुविराम कृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं ऋतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमतितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् तितिक्षवः कारुणिकाः सुहृतः सर्वदेहिनाम् अजातशत्रवः शान्ताः साधवः साधुभूषणाः साधवः साधुभूषणाः भगवान् कपिलवासुदेव इन्स्ट्रक्टिङ्ग् इस् मदर् देवहूति अबौट् दि necessity and grandness of satsanga while insisting about the satsanga he is describing the glories of the sadhus what is the glory of any sadhu sadavaha sadhu bhushanah character only is the glory there is no gap between what he knows and what he is generally people know what is right and wrong but they don't follow them in their life. As far as sadhu is concerned, a sadhu is one who follows those grand values which he tries to preach to the others. So there is no gap between what he knows and what he is. Bhagavan continues.
Mayananyena bhavena bhaktim kurvanti ye dhridam मत्कृते त्यक्तकर्माणः त्यक्तस्वजनबान्धवाः
भगवान् सेस् दे नो समथिङ्ग् ग्राण्ड् देर् फोर् ओन्ली दे कुड् फालो आल् दीस् वेल्यूस् आफ् लैफ् द रीसन् फार् देयर् नोबिलिटी इस् डिवोशन् टुवर्ड्स् मी अनन्यभक्तिः अनन्यभक्तिः आक्चुलि मीन्स् नालेड्ज् सेल्फ् नालेड्ज् because nobody can love anyone unless one is identified with that lovable entity all the levels of love culminates in knowledge that's what bhagwan says chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukriti norjuna artho jignasur arthaarthi jnani cha bharadarshava jnani is the greatest lover udara sarva evaite jnani tu atmaiva me matam So, Jnani is the greatest lover and that love may be start from at the lower level, Artharthi Bhakti, but it ends in, culminates in Ananya Bhaktihi. Ananya Bhaktihi means na anyaha asti iti ananyaha. There is no second entity at all other than me. This is knowledge. Because of this knowledge, one devotion, one love comes. Devotion means love. So, second level of this knowledge is what? Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. Everything is Bhagavan. Here the lover stands separate and the loved item is, entire thing is one. Entire creation is one and the lover stands separate. But in Jnani's Bhakti, lover also doesn't stand separate. So whatever way we take the meaning, here Bhagavan says, Mayi ananya bhavena bhaktim dridam bhaktim kurvanti. They love me either with the idea that I am one with them or with the idea that entire creation is my manifestation. So therefore, any situation in life cannot change their love. There was one rishi called Jadabharata. His story will come across. He did not have this dehatma buddhi at all, that I am body, I have to protect myself. One day he was sitting on a rock. These kapalikas were searching for a person, human being, so that they can offer to Kali, Mother Kali. So they saw this young boy was sitting. They wanted to, who will come as an offering to Mother Kali? If you ask some offering, they may give. But you yourself should be offering, means who will accept? So they used to catch someone who is like this without any relatives or someone. So they went and caught him. He was not at all resisting. So they wondered, hey, you are not at all resisting. So they took him, nicely bathed him, nice dress they gave, and he was very happy. Nicely they fed him. That time also he was very happy. Then they took him in front of the Mother Kali and then about to slaughter. That time they saw his face, he is very happy. These fellows got afraid. What is this? They are going to chop off his head, but still this fellow is very happy. Seeing them, they are going to kill him. Mother Kali became angry. He was not angry. Mother Kali became angry and she appeared and then she slaughtered everyone. She chopped off all the heads of Kapalikas. Then also he is happy. Then mother disappeared. Here, when he was fed, he was happy. When he was about to be killed, he was happy. And when he was saved, he was happy. He did not have an idea that I should thank Mother Kali that she has saved me. So according to Jadabharata, what is there saving? What is there getting killed? What is there being slaughtered? What is there being fed? So, mai ananyena bhavena dridam bhaktim kurvanti. Their devotion towards me, this is highest level. So, there wherein there is no second person even to thank. There is no second person even to pray. There is no second person even to be afraid of. So, this bhakti, ananya bhakti, doesn't allow them to be shaken off by the life situation. In Guru Maharaj's, Sri Ramakrishna's gospel, we come across that a sadhu was bet during begging. A sadhu was bet by someone, and when he was brought to the monastery, another sadhu was feeding him milk. So in order to find out whether the sadhu who was hurt by beating got back the normal consciousness or not, the monk asked, can you recognize who is feeding you milk? The sadhu who got hurt, he was telling, one who has beaten me is feeding me milk. That means what? According to them, both are same. Matkrite tekta karmanaha. For my sake, these sadhus can give up their day-to-day activities also. Day-to-day duties also they can give up. There was one sadhu in Pandharpur, Sena Nai, his name. He was a barber. Was Panduranga Bhakta. His duty is daily he has to go to palace and he has to shave, and in those days while shaving they will do massage, that the head massage and other thing. Maximum 1 hour work. Raja is to take care of him, whatever his minimum needs Raja will provide. So he did not go for other places for earning money, and all the time he will spend in bhajans and sadhu seva. Other relatives, those who have the same profession, they were very much jealous of him. You see, this fellow, within 1 hour he completes everything, whatever necessary for his livelihood Raja gives. So how to catch that position? And as far as we are concerned, when we go, in those days they have to go and ask, house to house they will ask, Sir, please come, I will shave you. Please come, I will shave you. One and fellow will tell one thing. Today Amma Vasya, I cannot shave you. Another one fellow will tell. Another fellow will tell, today I have some other work. So unless you shave someone, you won't get money. So livelihood was difficult for the relatives. As far as the Sena and I was concerned, it was very easy. Daily you will go and do shaving work and massage, and you will come back within 1 hour. Balance hours is to. So they were waiting for chance so that they can catch hold of that post. One day what happened, he was about to go towards the palace. He took there will be a box. In those days they keep one box, shaving box. By the time from Pandharpur, big bhajana goshti. Bhajana goshti means a group of devotees singing the Lord's glory. Okay. As even he heard and saw them, simply everything is forgotten. This duty, his duty towards the palace is forgotten. His livelihood is forgotten. Simply he kept inside everything and started dancing, singing. And by the time, these relatives, they thought, oh, this is the time. We will go to Raja and we will inform him that he is not going to come. So they went to Raja and they told, today Sena Nai will not come. Raja asked why, whether he is not keeping well or not. No, he is keeping well only, but he doesn't have any respect towards you. How can he say so? See, Raja, we reminded him that he should go to palace and serve you. But he told, what Raja? Here there, Raja, the Rajas have come, Bhagavatas have come, devotees have come. So I will serve them. I will not serve them. Like that they added some masala and informed. So Raja got very angry. Oh, this is the way he is treating me. Okay, he sent 2-3 police, arrest him and bring back. As even police left towards Sena Nai's house to arrest, another Sena Nai entered the Raja's palace. Sena Nai entered. Oh, Sena Nai, you have come. Raja welcomed. Sena Nai, you have come. They told that he will not come. They told that you don't have any respect towards me. You are dancing with Bhagavatas and devotees. No. I was dancing with Bhagavatas and devotees, but I have respect towards you, Raja. How can I love you? Such a wonderful person you are. I love you. Like that, he started. All right, you come. These fellows are jealous about you, I think. All right, you come. Like that, he sat. Sat where? On the chair, so that Sena Nai will shave. So Sena Nai took the water. Generally, before shaving, they will put water on the head. He touched his head. Ah, what is this Brahma Samsparsha? Bhagavan Krishna has come. Panduranga has come in the form of Sena Nai. What is this Sena Nai? Today, your very touch is horripilating me. What happened today? No, I have some magic. Now and then I can perform some magic. Oh, is it so? You touch somewhere else, so he touched the ears. Again, even Bhagavan touches, what will happen? And he is a Musalman Raja. So he was one. Within 10 minutes, everything fadafat over. Then Raja was very much happy. Oh, what other thing you can do? What are all the vidya, you know, talent you have? Oh, you lock me here, I will appear outside. Is it so? How is it? How is it? Just, you test. The Raja locked inside and went out. And Sena Nai is again with Raja. Then Raja got very much. Oh, this game is very, very fantastic game. I will tell my daughter to play with you this game. Like that, he spent 1 hour something, and Sena Nai told, all right, I am going. So this Raja, being shaven by Bhagavan and being touched by Bhagavan, talked, vision, everything was something grand. So he was whole day in that mood. Evening also, he wanted to see Sena Nai. So wanted to get massage. So the very touch itself is horripilating. So let me have some massage like that. Then by the time, Sena Nai who has gone for, original Sena Nai who has gone for bhajana, afternoon over, suddenly he remembered, you have not gone to palace at all like that. With all fear in mind, he went towards the palace taking his box. at least evening I can. Oh, Senanaya, I was thinking about you. I want to call you evening also. Morning, your seva is something grand. That wonderful game you did, na, that disappearing game, that is beautiful. My daughter wants to see that. Please come. Then Senanaya told, no, I did not come morning at all. I did not come morning at all. No, don't tell all this lie. If you don't want to show all these tricks to others, don't tell all this lie. No, really, Raja, I did not come at all. Then who came? Then Senanaya asked, how he was? He was exactly like you. One touch he did, he kept his hand on my head. The very first touch itself, I was in bliss. Then Senanaya understood, Bhagavan has gone to palace in the form of Senanaya. So Senanaya cries, papishtoham vanchakoham nirdayoham durbhagaha mannimittam idam karma kritam tenapi garhitam. O Lord, for my sake, this menial job also you did. So here Bhagavan says, for my sake, they can give up their very livelihood and duty also. Then tekta swajana bandhavaha, for my sake, they can give up their swajanas and relatives. They can give up their wife and children. They can give up their family members for my sake. So in Kabirdas ji life, we come across a very wonderful incident. Jnanadeva, Jnaneshwar. Jnaneshwar was called Jnanadeva. Jnaneshwar, Namdev were contemporaries. They went for Bharat Parikrama. Kabirdas ji was living in Kashi. Jnanadev and Namdev were living in Pandharpur, Maharashtra. So while going for Bharat Parikrama, they came to Kashi also. Hearing that Kabirdas ji is here, they went to Kabirdas ji's house. Kabirdas ji was a weaver, very poor family. Entire family was devoted to Rama. So as even Kabirdas ji saw these two great Mahatmas along with their devotees, he wanted to feed them. But he himself, his family was poor, he himself did not have food. So he went to his wife and asked, can you feed them? Then that mother told, you have forgotten that we have not taken 3 days food. Because of remembrance of the Lord, you don't have any hunger or thirst. You have forgotten that we have not even fed our children for 3 days. Oh, is it so? Somehow you manage. Even if you don't feed our children, no problem. But we have to feed these children of the Lord, Jnanadev and Namdev. Somehow you manage. So she went so many places begging. Nobody gave. She went to a grocery shop asking for some atta, wheat powder. That fellow was not a good man. He was having some wrong intentions towards this mother. So simply he told, one day you stay with me, I will give whatever you want. So there is no other way. And she also knew how much Kabirdas love Jnanadev and Namdev. So she told, all right, I will stay with you today night. And he gave whatever necessary for the feast. And she came and brought everything and cooked, nicely fed everyone, and all left. Night has come, that time she was crying. Kabirdas ji asked, why you are crying? You should be a happy person. Because you have fed great people, Mahatma. Jnanadev was considered as avatar of Pandurang. So why you are crying? Then she told all this incident. Immediately, without blinking his eyes, oh, is it so? All right, come, I myself will take you and hand over you to the grocery wala. Matkrute tekta swajana bandhavaha. For them, giving up wife is what? Very casual. But feeding the sadhus are very, very important. If it requires, why it should be pledged? That also can be done. So he himself took his wife and handed over to that person. Seeing their purity and straightforwardness, also this idiot did not have purity of mind. So he was having this wrong intention, and she went inside and locked the room. That is house come shop. So he has closed the grocery shop. He went inside. By the time that mother was locked herself in one particular room, that mother was thinking, "Hey Krishna, when Draupadi cried only you can protect. Draupadi's chastity only is very important one for you, not my chastity. For your devotee's sake, I even pledged my chastity, but still you don't have any karuna on me." Like that she started crying. By the time two police came, they were knocked the door, grocery shop door. So this is also Muslim. Kabirdas ji was Muslim. This grocery shop wala also Muslim. So he told, no, I cannot open now, time is over. That side, we are police, they have not come here to purchase anything. Open the door, we heard that you have kept some smuggled items. No, I don't have any smuggled items, tomorrow you come. Like, are you going to open or not? When they threatened, he opened. So they started searching. Where it is kept. And he told, no, nothing is there. You check everywhere. Open this door. Like that, every room they checked. One room wherein this mother was staying, Kabirdasji's wife, was locking herself inside. That door they wanted him to open. He told, no, it cannot be opened. Muslim ladies are there, so you cannot see them. No, you have to open. When they opened, Kabirdasji's wife was there and she was saved. Then nicely he got nice beatings from the police, and she was brought back to her home. So that mother witnessed, there was one mala, police having golden Kaustubha mala. How police can have Kaustubha mala? Kaustubha means it's a precious jewel. So police was having Kaustubha mala. She was wondering whether it is Rama, because Kaustubha belongs to Rama or Krishna. Whether it is Rama or Krishna, because Panduranga can appear in any way. But Rama, Krishna means he will come, he will not come as a elder brother. Like that she was wondering, so she wanted to give some water or something. So she said, please wait, my husband will come and he will thank you, you have done great service to me. Then by the time they disappear. So, Matkrite Tekta Swajana Bandavaha. Then another bhakta was there, who was very happy to give up his child and wife. Bhakta Kumbhara is name. Daily his routine is what? He will paste the mud, clay, and he will produce pots, varieties of pots. So in order to bake the pots, clay should be powdered nicely and added with water and other thing, and it should be made properly. So daily, whenever he does this, it takes 1 hour, 1.5 hours time. So that time is for him singing time. So Bhagavan Nama Sankirtana will be going on. Ram Krishna Hari, Ram Krishna Hari, Ram Krishna Hari, like that. The clay will be poured. On particular day, his wife wanted to go to market. So she told Bhakta Kumbhara, her child is sleeping inside, please take care of. So he told, all right, you go. So within few minutes, the child got up. And when child saw that nobody was near, so naturally the child cried, searching for mother. Mother was not available. Then the child saw father was dancing. According to child, father was dancing. Father was powdering and singing and dancing also. The child wanted to come to near the father. And it is a big pit with muddy water. So that when child entered that pit, wherein Kumbhara was pasting the mud clay. He did not observe at all. So along with the mud, child also was pasted. By his own legs, child also got pasted, child died. Then when wife came back, she searched for child. Child is not there. Hey, where is child? He is in his own ecstasy. Child is here only. Everywhere child only. Pandranga only. Like that he was telling. That child I am not asking. Where is our child? Our child, you see, here only. Then she observed that bleeding inside the pit. Then when she searched dead body of the child, crushed child has come. So she could not withstand that sorrow. She was very angry with her husband. Because who can kill, forgetting the presence of child? You are gone remembering Panduranga. The Panduranga has to be blamed. Let me destroy this Panduranga. Like that, shouting in this way. She went and about to destroy the Panduranga Shila, made up of mud. Up to that time, he was in his own ecstasy. Suddenly he found, oh, something happened. Something happened. Oh, child is passed away. Oh, Lord, in your remembrance I was there. You should have protected. All right, you have given, you have taken. What can I do? Like that. When he observed that she is going to destroy that Panduranga Shila, that is the trigger zone for Kumbhara. If you touch the trigger zone, bomb will explode. Everyone has one on trigger zone. Some have trigger zone, child has a trigger zone. Some have husband as trigger zone. Some have money as trigger zone. So if you touch the trigger zone, psychological language it is, bomb will explode. Something will happen. For Kumbhara, trigger zone is what? Murti of Panduranga. So when he observed that she is going to destroy, simply he went to beat her. Afraid of getting beating, she told, in the name of Panduranga, I say you should not touch me. Panduranga Ane, don't touch me. That's all. He did not beat her. So both were unhappy only. What to do? Then after 1 week, 10 days, 1 month, she found that he is not talking. He is talking, but he is not touching at all. She wanted to have another child. She requested, why you are not at all behaving with me as husband? Then he told, you only told, in the name of Panduranga, I should not touch you. Still, I love you. I did mistake only, but unknowingly I did. Maybe Panduranga Leela, maybe. Like that he was loving. So she thought, so there is no possibility of having a child. So she said, let me marry my own younger sister to my husband. So she talked to father that like this child passed away and I am not interested in getting one more child. If our sister is married to him, then child will come. That child is, I will take as my child. Like that. Father also agreed. Whose father? Kumbhara's wife's father. Kumbhara's father-in-law. So marriage arrangement, they arranged for marriage, second marriage. Kumbhara was in a householder. He accepts everything as Panduranga Leela. Wife has come, Panduranga Leela. Child is born, Panduranga Leela. Child is died, Panduranga Leela. Then second wife is coming, Panduranga Leela. So he also agreed. And marriage ceremony over. They went for getting blessing from the father-in-law. Then Kumbhara and the second wife bowed down. Father-in-law told, in the name of Panduranga, I ask you to take a vow. As you look after my first daughter, you should look after my second daughter also. Then Kumbhara thought, oh Panduranga, what a leela it is. He told, yes. That's all. He cannot touch even second wife also. They did not understand. Who did not understand? Neither father-in-law understood, nor first wife, nor second. Then first wife was waiting that they will be living like husband and wife, and we will have a child like that. She was waiting 6 months, 7 months, 9 months over, nothing happened. And she went and asked her husband, Kumbhara, why you behave with her also like this? With me you are behaving because Panduranga Ane. With her also you are behaving. You should behave with her as husband. Then he told, no. On that marriage day, when we went to get blessing from your father, he told, in the name of Panduranga, this is the oath. So how can I touch him? No, he might not have known that, all this background, so he would have told casually, don't mind it. Then Kumbhara told, no. Once Panduranga Ana means over. But she was not convinced. She is in desperate condition. She asked her younger sister to go and sleep in the Kumbhara's bedroom. She went and slept there. Midnight, Kumbhara got up and saw that the second wife is lying with him. So he cannot touch. Already he touched. So therefore, the hands which touched wife should be cut off. So he went and took a sword and cut off both the hands. And both the wives are crying. They cannot come and touch him again. Stop him. If they touch his leg also will be cut off. So what to do? Nobody is there to protect. And he is such a mad person, he cut his hands just because wife touched his hands. So they cried and cried. By the time Ranga comes, one boy comes with the name Ranga. That boy is served Kumbhara. 12 years he served. That Ranga is none other than Panduranga. So, matkrute vyakta swajana bandhavaha. Nothing is there great for them. So, Bhagavan says, madashraya katha mrishta srinvanti kathayanti cha tapanti vividhas tapa naitan madgata chetasaha. Madashraya, these sadhus completely depend upon me for everything. For everything they depend upon me. Even when I say take this poison, they are ready to take. Even when I say something which is very problematic for the love towards me, that also they will do. So they are loving me. And if I say something which may be an obstacle for that love, that also they are ready to do. Mirabai was loving Krishna before marriage itself. As a child itself, she started loving. She started considering Krishna only as her husband. But when Rana asked her hand in marriage, Rana was Raja. Mirabai's father, who happened to be the minister in that court, so he had to agree, and he came to house and told Mirabai, next month so and so date you are going to be married to Rana. Then Mirabai told, how can I marry second one? I am already married. Krishna is my husband. You only arranged for that marriage. Father only arranged for this Krishna, marriage of Krishna. So you only arranged. Then how can you arrange for second marriage? No, that marriage is different from this marriage. That marriage is in Bhava Loka. That is in your notional world. This is in real world. Oh, this is real world and that is notional world. I was thinking this is notional world, that is real world. Then like that she, no, don't talk like this childish. You are already 12, 13 year old girl, so you should get married. So seeing the serious proposition, Mirabai got hurt. So she went to Krishna and asked Krishna, how can I marry when you are alive? How can I marry when you are alive? They are forcing me to marry. Then Krishna told, how can you say that Rana is different from me? How can you say that Rana is different from me? That Rana is not me? Once this proposal was given, she told, all right. So I should see you in Rana. Yes, that is my purpose. She knew the danger. Seeing God in husband is not a joke. Seeing God in wife is not a joke. Only few people can do. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna could see Divine Mother in his wife's body. In wife's form, he could see Divine Mother. So here Mirabai was asked to see Bhagavan Krishna in Rana's body. And that fellow is already married twice. And two wives are there already. He has his own problems, kama, krodha and other things. He is a Raja. So how can compatibility will be there? This is like a lotus flower, just brought from the pond and offered to the Lord. How can you give to this lotus flower to an idiot? So, but still Bhagavan commanded. Because of this order, whole life she suffered. Because of this order of Krishna, whole life she suffered, but still she accepted that suffering. Madashraya. Madgata Chetasaha. Their mind is completely dedicated to me. They don't know what is happening in the external world. There was one Abhirami Bhatta. In Tamil Nadu, there is a temple called Tirukkadavu near Chidambaram. There was one Abhirami Bhatta. He was a pujari, priest in that temple and a devotee of Divine Mother. Saraboji Raja was the king of Tanjore. When Raja came to that temple, he observed a priest was sitting in meditation. And as even Raja comes, generally everybody gives way and they will go out. Raja will be given first preference like that. So they try to wake up this priest who was meditating. Hey, get up, Raja has come. Then that priest, that devotee, priest means this Abhirami Bhatta. The devotee, he was in his own world, Bhava Prapancha. So he told, what Raja? Like that he told. So seeing the priest getting disturbed, Raja was a bhakta, hey, don't disturb him. Then other priests are there, generally they are jealous of him. So they complain to Raja, no, he is not at all a priest and he doesn't do any Sandhya Vandana, nothing he does. Because Abhirami Bhatta, that great devotee, was completely carried away by the devotion. So when devotion overpowers, he cannot do anushthana. All the time telling mother, 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 he goes and falls at the feet of every lady and he does some night puja, something like that, they complain. So Raja was in oscillation, what to do? So he asked the minister, oh minister, we heard that great Mahatmas will appear as the mad people. Mahatmas will appear as mad people. So whether he is Mahatma or mad, how can we know? Then minister told, all mads cannot be Mahatmas. All Mahatmas also cannot be mad. It is very difficult. You have to talk to him, then only you can find. So Raja talked. Today what is the Tithi? He told Purnima Tithi. Purnima, today is Amavasya. That day is Amavasya. Amavasya day special puja is there for Divine Mother. Therefore only Raja has come from Tanjore. Today is Amavasya. Purnima. Yes, yes, Purnima. You fellows don't have any eye at all to see the Purnima. Purna Chandra is there, I am seeing. Like that, he told. He was meditating on Mother. And mother's, what do you call that, Tilaka was appearing to him as Chandra, full moon. All these things he talked and the Raja asked, today Purnima will come? It has come already. Will come, you are asking, it has come already. When Abhirami Bhatta told, it has come, Raja got afraid, whether I lost my eyesight or what. And he asked the minister, hey, are you seeing that moon? No, no, I am not seeing. Then he asked the police and other priests, are you seeing? This man is telling that it has come. Then everybody told, didn't we tell you, he is madcap. and disturbing, is a threat to the Brahmin community. So therefore only we ask you to remove him from the society. Then if it doesn't come, it will come, get out. Like that he, something disrespectfully he talked to Raja. So Raja got angry, ego problem also. So Raja told that devotee, if I am not able to see evening Purnima, I will cut his head. Like that he gave order and went with all angry mood. Then one priest who was friend to this devotee priest, Abhirami Bhatta, his name is. So he shook him. Hey, what is happening here? Because of strong shaking, this devotee priest got up, and so many people are there, police are there, priests are there, devotees are there, all are seeing like this, staring at him. Then he, what happened? What happened? So many things happened. No, what happened? You please tell. Raja has come. Do you know? Oh, is it so? You talk to him. Oh, is it so? What I talk? What you talk? You ask these people. Then they told like this, you talk. Oh, is it so? I talk to him without any respect. Oh, is it so? Because in those days they used to consider good king as the representative of the Lord. So he felt very bad. Then this friend told, he might have been in the mother's meditation. So entire mind was completely madgata chetasaha. This is called madgata chetasaha. So because of which he might have talked like this. Now you tell to your own mother, divine mother, what Leela she is having in store, we don't know. You go and complain. And he went inside the Garbhagraha and started talking to her. See, entire creation is Chaitanya Atmakam, Shastra says. There is nothing but Bhagavan, entire creation. And for our sense organ, entire creation is nothing but inert matter. Okay. Entire creation, factually, the Pramana, Shastra Pramana says, Shastra is Pramanam with regard to Chaitanya. Entire creation is Chaitanyam. Nowhere you can find the absence of the Lord. That is the assertion of the Shastra Pramanam, which is the apt Pramanam in that field of consciousness. But our Indriyas, our mind says, nowhere we can see the presence of the God. Anywhere we are seeing. But for these people who have taken the scripture as their Pramanam, who have raised their level of life, quality life, for them it is not a statue. It is a living entity. Like Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, we find Ramlala has come. Ramlala was gasping. Ramlala's mouth, one husk has entered and he was crying. All this telling, he was telling Ramlala. Who is that Ramlala you go and now see in Kamarpukur? Who is that Ramlala? A small statue of Rama. And Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna says, he played with me, he jumped on my head, I put his head inside the water. What he put, we don't understand. So their world is completely different world, bhavatmakam. So this Abhirami Bhatta went inside, he was talking to Divine Mother, what you are thinking? You want me to get the name that I am mad? If I get mad, what will be your name, you know, your mother of mad. Like that he started scolding, and then how can you make me to tell a lie? Today is Amavasya and you made me to tell as Purnima. How can you do that? And how can you make me, what you call, to disrespect Raja? Like that he started scolding. I don't bother about dying. Let me die, no problem. But you will get bad name. Nobody thinks about you. I am the only person who thinks about you. If I am also will be killed, people will think that anybody who thinks, who meditates and who worships the Lord, they are killed. Like that they become mad and they are killed. That bad name will come. I don't bother about it. Like that he started scolding. How much time he will scold? Because that mother doesn't speak at all. With physical body, if you scold a mother with physical body, she will scold or she will tell counsel, console or something. Divine Mother doesn't speak at all. It is one way traffic. So evening came. All are waiting. Purnima is going to come. Amavasya day, Purnima has to come. How to? 15 days difference. How to change the Prakriti? Raja was waiting. And they arranged for a fire pit. And tied him with rope. Arranged for fire pit. The Surya Astamana afterwards, Chandra comes like that. So they were waiting. He again went into an ecstatic mood and started singing the glory of the Divine Mother. That is called Abhirami Andati. Andam Yasya Adihi Andati. End letter of previous shloka will be the beginning letter of next shloka. So Andam Adi. And he started describing the glory of the Mother. When he was thinking, when he was singing 79th or 80th verse, Divine Mother appeared, gave vision to him, and she took her ring, earring she took and simply threw into the sky. For every fellow it was Purnima. That earring was appearing as full moon. And all are shouting, including Raja, "Hey, moon has come, Amavasya day, moon has come, Amavasya day, moon has come." Then they came and prostrated to this sadhu, Abhirami Bhatta. They told, "No, it is not Purnima, it is my mother's Tataka. She is standing here, you see, she is standing here." They could not see him, he is seeing. And then mother asked him to complete that balance 20 shlokas. It was very beautiful, it is in pure Tamil, 100 shlokas it is. So, madgata chetasaha. Therefore, since they are madashrayaha, madgata chetasaha, therefore only kathamrishtaha. What they eat? Not jilepi, what you call rasagulla, they eat. Kathamrishtaha. Their food is what? This katha. Even if you don't give nice food to them, they don't bother. If they don't hear the glory of the Lord, they don't hear the scriptures, so they will be in trouble. So therefore they are kathamrishtaha shrinvanti kathayanti cha. So whole life they do these two only. Either they hear the glory of the Lord or they talk the glory of the Lord. If any victim they get, whether it is four victim or five victim or one victim, that is enough for them. If nobody is there, they hear or think about the Lord. Therefore only etan vividhan tapaha na tapanti. All these day-to-day troubles in human life, which cannot be avoided by anyone, doesn't affect them. Their mind is insulated with a gloves called bhakti or knowledge. Therefore, even live wire doesn't affect them. What is live wire? The world is live wire. Shastra, Chandogya Upanishad says, are you with truth or are you with a lie? A thief was caught. Police brought him, that thief, to the Raja. Raja asked, did you do that? If thief says lie, double punishment. One punishment is for stealing, another punishment is for lying. If thief accepts telling truth, yes, so I have stolen, single punishment. How to know whether thief is lying or telling truth? Raja was having one magic iron rod. That iron rod, it is tapta ayaha. Iron rod, it is with fire. A rod, iron rod with fire. Anybody tells the truth and touches that iron rod will not burn. If they tell lie while touching it, it will burn. So that is the indication, that magic iron rod he was having. So now Raja asks, did you do that? No. All right, you touch this. So when he touched, since it was lie, his hands were burnt. Telling the story, Chandogya Upanishad said, this world is iron rod. Anybody lives with asatyam, they are burnt. Anybody lives with satyam, they are not burnt. What is satyam here? What is Satyam in the entire creation? Bhagavan is the only Satyam. Entire Namarupa Jagat is Asatya. Bhagavan is the only Satyam. Everything is name and form, Asatya. So anybody consider, lives with Asatya, name and form, they are burnt by this creation. And one who lives with Satyam, Bhagavan, they are not affected by the creation. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, Yetan vividhan tapaha na tapanti. Anything happen in their life, nothing can affect them. In the life of Bhadrachala Ramadas, we come across this proof for this statement. He was a wealthy person, born in a cultured family, and he was a Rama Bhakta. As a young man, from childhood itself, he has developed the Rama Bhakti. And when father passed away, responsibility of taking care of the family has come to him. So every Rama Navami, he will have Utsava, big celebration. Thousands of people will come, and 9 days celebration it is. Lot of money will be spent, and so many poor people will be fed. Sadhus from all over India used to come. So his name was Rama Navami Gopanna Garu. His name was Gopanna Garu, Gopanna. So with respect, Garu they add in Telugu. Rama Navami Gopanna Garu. So every year he used to do that. One particular Rama Navami, so many sadhus have come, and it was he will be in ecstatic mood during Rama Navami time. Now Rama Navami is going, now that Navami 9 days is going, so it is apt to remember him. His duty will be what? He'll be arranging for sadhu seva and other thing. And his wife also, very devoted mother, and he had a child. So Gopanna Garu, that is Ramadas, will be in his own mood along with sadhus, dancing, singing. He was good poet also. O Rama Neena Mayanta Ruchira. Hey Rama, Nina Nama, your name is how much Ruchi? He says Jilepi is Ruchi, Laddu is Ruchi. He says Nama is Ruchi. So he used to sing like this, Lord's glory. This Ramdasji's wife, she also wanted to join the party. Being a woman, she cannot go. She at least she can go behind and sit and hear the bhajan and see indirectly how sadhus are dancing and. So she thought, all right, my work is over, child is sleeping, let me go and come back. So she came and participated in the bhajan. Now and then the child's remembrance come to this mother. So as even she wanted to go towards child, one more bhajan will start. So this side the bhajan is attracting, that side child is attracting. She could not go. By the time here, the child who got up did not see the mother. So naturally when child doesn't see the mother, it will be afraid of. So it will search for mother. So mother will be where? In kitchen only. In kitchen on that day, they have cooked for so many sadhus. So lot of rice water was there in the one big pit. So it is boiling rice water. So the child simply fell into that pit, boiling rice water pit. When the mother came, she was searching, where is child? Then they could not find. She cried. Hearing her cry, Ramdasji came. Gopanna Garu came. Yeah, what happened? Like this happened. Where is? And here only he will be like that. They saw the marks of that small feet disappearing in that rice water pit. When they searched there, they found the body. Simply he covered it in a cloth and kept aside, because now sadhus will not take food. They come to know the child is died, Sadhus will not take food. Ramanavami celebration will be simply stopped. So he did not want to tell to others. Silently he told his wife also, don't tell others. Whatever Rama's will, that will be done. First we will serve the sadhus and we will complete the Ramanavami, last day that day. So they, that side from Pendal, sadhus are coming and food is getting served. They wanted Gopanagaru, Ramadas, also to join with them for food. He told, how can he eat? Child is died. He has to take bath and so many other things are there. How can he eat? No, no, you please take. Then they were wondering, why he is not joining with us? And his face is not a happy face. What happened? You please take. I will tell her. So, food over. Then they asked, please tell. Such a wonderful, grand function you have done. And this year, lots of sadhus have come. And your devotion is something grand like that. Then they told, what happened? Then he told, my child is gone. Then everybody morose. The child was brought outside the house. And everybody was grieving. By the time a sadhu came, this sadhu was appearing in a different way. And they said, this sadhu we have not seen 9 days, suddenly this sadhu has come. So his tejas is something grand. And he asked, why you are all crying? Everybody told, Ramadas, his child passed away. Gopanagaru's child passed away. Who told passed away? Who told he has passed away? He is living. Then they all thought, mad Swami maybe. Entire body was burnt by that rice water, boiled water, and he is telling him. So he went near that, the sadhu went near the child and called his name and brought him back to life. So as even they saw the child came to life again, big happy mood, ecstatic, everybody was in ecstatic mood, and in that ecstatic mood they did not bother about the sadhu who gave life. That's not world. So by the time the sadhu disappeared, and Ramdas was informed like this happened. Like Ramdas understood it is none other than Bhagavan Rama himself. So he used to sing, Ramadu bandhu ponare, Rama came and made my son to come back to life. So once evidence has come that Rama exists, satya, Ramanavami is satya, sadhu's blessing is very, very important. So he has come. So his entire life he told, all right, my entire life is dedicated for Rama. By the time his uncle, who was chief minister in Hyderabad Nizam's palace, he sent a message how an young man without job, all the time singing Rama, 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 whole year preparing for one function. He will prepare whole year for one function. What is this nonsense? Like your father, you also should do some work. Without working, even Rama will not accept your seva. You take duty like that, he instructed. By the time, Gopanagar, his name. So he also told, all right, I'll take. So he was appointed as Tahsildar of Bhadrachalam. Because very highly cultured family, uncle is chief minister means you see. So nearby his native Bhadrachalam. When he went as a Tahsildar means in those days it is like more than collector. Entire village will be, entire town will be with festivity. Tahsildar is coming. So they took him to temple, local temple. And it happened to be Rama's temple, Vaith, trigger zone. And that Rama's temple was in dilapidated condition. So he saw, Rama, how much grand you are in my village, how much in dilapidated condition in this village. What is this Rama? What leela it is? Then he asked the people, local people, why it is kept like that? What to do? All tax money is taken by the Hyderabad Nizam. For maintenance also he doesn't give any money, but whatever money comes from the temple he is taking. Same thing continues now also. Okay, government takes the entire money of the Hindu temples, but it doesn't take care of Hindu temples. So in those days also same way. In those days to be a Hindu, you should pay tax for the Nizam. To be a Hindu, you have to pay tax for Nizam. Now also, same thing. So like that they complain, and Bhadrachalam Ramdas, that Ramdas was requested by the local people, please do something in your period, at least do something. So it all right. If Rama wills, new temple will come. Don't worry like that. So is it a joke to construct a new temple? And Raja will not accept tax money was used for this. So he sold all his property. Now to make property, people sell the temple. In those days, Tahsildars were, they sold property, their property, to build the temple. So he sold his all property and started work. Started construction of the temple, new temple. So much money is necessary. Whatever money was there spent out. Then somebody told, this money is public money and you are doing public work only. So this money also can be spent. Which money? Tax money. So local public themselves, they say, all right, let me spend, let me see afterwards whatever. If Raja asks, and my uncle is chief minister, if Raja asks, I will explain. 10,000 mohars, huge money it was. And if it, now also you can see the temple which he built. Now also, and golden Sita, golden Rama, golden Lakshmana, Hanumanji with golden Gada, and ornaments are all pakka ornaments. Still it is kept. So huge function everywhere, sadhus from all over India. Ramanavami, this year Ramanavami is here. Samprokshana they call it. Kumbhabhisheka we call it. They call it Samprokshana, Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Samprokshana in Bhadrachalam. So nicely celebration over, and food has to be served. This local fellow and Zamindar is there. So he, his popularity is gone. People will talk this way, that way, you know, always. As long as they don't get anybody great, they will tell Zamindar is great. Now they got Tahsildar, one Tahsildar, and he is a great Bhakta also, and he has built a temple. Selling his property, he has built the temple. So they started praising Tahsildar Bhadrachalam Ramadas. And this Zamindar got jealous. He knew how money is spent. Tax money is spent. So simply he wrote a letter to Nizam, Hyderabad Nizam. Please see the accounts, whether tax money of so and so Bhadrachalam Taluk has come or not. Like that one letter he sent without signature. So without signature, if letter comes, who will respect? The Raja saw without signature has come. His uncle name was Akkanagaru. Akkanagaru, chief minister. Akkanagaru, like this letter has come. What is happening? Please see that. Whether tax money has come. According to Hyderabad Nizam, if tax money comes means government is in nice condition. That's all. It's now also same. Nation is safety, in safety. Nation is in safety. If tax money comes in time, that's all. We did not do anything. People are happy if tax money comes. That much only. And he will be in his gala time, in his haram and other. So when he heard that tax money did not come, why? Who is the Tahsildar there? Gopanagar, Ramadas. Bhadrachalam Tahsildar is Ramadas. Ramadas? Your brother-in-law Ramadas? Yes, my brother-in-law Ramadas. Why? Whether he is not keeping well? No, he is keeping well.
Recently only he celebrated Ramanavami also. Huge temple he constructed.
Achcha, maybe busy because of that work. You ask the tax money to be brought here. So police came. Ramdas was asked to come to Nizam. Ramdas don't have money to pay. So he told, I don't have money. All money is spent for temple work. When news reached Hyderabad Nizam, Nizam told, when I am engaging in destroying all the Rama's temple, you fellow is using my tax money in construction of Rama temple. Hyderabad Nizam was simply, you know that story, history, you know. So many people massacred in the name of conversion. So many temples are destroyed. So he gave an arrest warrant to Ramdas. Ramdas are brought and he told, unless you pay these 10,000 moharas, you will be in jail. He thought at least Chief Minister Akkanna Garu will help him. Nizam thought Chief Minister will pay. Chief Minister has the capacity to pay. That much money he has. But Chief Minister did not interfere. Nor Ramdas ji asked recommendation from his uncle. So according to Ramdas ji, he did not do any wrong thing at all. According to Ramdas ji, tax money is public money. Public money is for public welfare. Raja is only a trustee. And I am the representative of the trustee. I have the power to use that public money for public welfare. Therefore, I use this public welfare. The greatest public welfare in Hindu society is what? Building a temple, see that worship of the Lord is going on. No other public welfare you can do. In Hindu community, one public welfare you do this, all welfare will happen. Understand? So he thought, this is the way that a tahsildar has to act. I have not done anything wrong. According to Nizam, Hyderabad Nizam, public money is my money. Now also ministers, many ministers think, public money, tax money is my money. I will use, and it should not be used for temple purpose especially. How can a Hindu temple can be built in Islam Rajya? Hindu temple can be destroyed in Islam Rajya, but how can Hindu temple can be built in Islam Rajya? Like that he got angry. 14 years he was given punishment. While giving punishment, years were not kept. As long as it is not paid, he will be in jail. Who will pay? Who will pay? So in Hyderabad, there is a fort called Golconda Fort. I had been there. And where Ramdas ji stayed, that also I went there. It is underground jail. No ventilation, sunlight also. Only one small ray of sun will come from above, and there will be a door, a window type, through which they used to provide him food. 14 years he stayed there, and every day 108 beating. What beating it is? By what they call it?
Lashes.
108 lashes every day, morning and evening. That was the punishment. Not one day, two day. 14 years. And his health was emaciated. And staying there, how many songs on Bhagavan Rama he wrote, you know? 10,000 songs. Because whether you are alone or with people, the singing the Lord's glory will not stop. In sadhu's life, whether they are alone or with people, singing the Lord's glory will not stop. So he wrote 10,000 kritis, they call it. And still you can see there, in the very cave, the jail cave, he has Rama's statue on the wall itself, stone wall it is, Rama's figure, Lakshmana's form, Sitaji's form, Hanumanji's form, like that. One particular day, daily he used to cry like this, Rama, I did not do anything wrong. Maybe my Purva Janma Papa, I am suffering like this. I accept it. But only one problem, I am missing Sadhu Sangha. I can miss you. I can miss your worship. I can miss the money. I can miss anything in my life. But missing Sadhu Sangha is something very, very hurting me. When I will get Sadhu Sangha? When you will come and save me? Won't you say to the world that I am your devotee? Already world is thinking that anybody who comes to worship you will have to suffer. And now you are proving that. One fellow who was dedicated for you, who sold all the properties for your sake, who took the risk of spending the public money for your sake, that fellow is now getting 108 lashes morning and evening. And in this Karahara, that is jail, what people will think? Already people are attracted towards Nastikavada. And in those days, they used to get converted into Islam also. So all your bhaktas will go away. What he will do, Rama, without bhakta? Who will feed you like that? He is daily. See, for Manorajya, there is no end. So 10,000 poems you have to write means how much imagination you should have. So all these ideas comes in his poem. And one poem, one particular day he sings, Rama, it is useless to talk to you. You are a heartless fellow. You went out to forest in spite of your mother crying. In spite of your father crying, you went out. In spite of your brother telling, you went out. In spite of Bharata's request, you did not come. You are heartless fellow. It is useless to talk to you. I will not talk to you hereafter. I will talk to my mother only. These are all songs. And he talks to mother. Mother, so far I was talking to him only. I don't think he has ears or something, or heart or something, but I know you cannot see my suffering. So when you are going to bedroom today, when Rama comes, when your husband, Rama he doesn't say in that poem, he doesn't say Rama, so angry. So he doesn't say Rama in that poem. When your husband comes to your bedroom, so that time when what you have to do, you know, today on my behalf, you have to put all the ornaments which I gave to you. You have to put all the golden ornaments which I gave to you. Suddenly your husband will be fascinated by your beauty. And he will ask, what is the grand day today? You are decorated in this way so much nicely. What is the grand day? He will ask. That time you tell, I had a child, Ramadasa. I had a child, one child called Ramadasa. And that child is in jail for 14 years crying. Like that you remind him. Like that he was praying. There in Bhadrachala, daily at the end of the puja, they will take Bhagavan to Shayanagraha, one graha will be there. So, Palli arranged. So, Shayanagraha is there. In every temple, Shayanagraha is there. Bedroom. So, when they are taking Bhagavan to mother's bedroom, and as usual, pujaris will tell their chanting, that they have forgotten Ramdas. They have forgotten Bhagavan also is there here. For them it is a statue. One statue is taken from one place to another place. That's all. One mother Sita Devi statue is there. Like that. They locked. So as even they locked, went out. Ramji. Which Ramji? Bhadrachalam Ramji. Saw Sita. Hey, today you are looking very beautiful. Same dialogue happens. Then mother says, I don't bother about your appreciation. Who wants your appreciation? My child should appreciate me. And my child is suffering. Like that, she started scolding. Then Ramji told, hey, I am not responsible for his suffering. Did I ask him to build a temple? I asked him to devote to me, that's all. I never asked even two bananas also from my devotee. Not even two bananas I asked.
I ask their love. Why this fellow troubled me? Who asked him to build the temple? Who asked him to, what you call, sell the property? Who asked him to use the government money? Government money belongs to Raja only. Raja is the authority to spend. When there is a prohibition that this tax money should not be used for Hindu temples, when there is a prohibition, how a government servant can use that? So he has done something, done wrong thing. Then Sitama told, don't talk like king. Rajadharma, I don't want to hear Rajadharma. Bhagavan Rama was talking Rajadharma. So I don't want to hear Rajadharma. By hearing your Rajadharma only, I got lot of trouble. I don't want to hear your Rajadharma and other things. So what dharma now I should talk? Pitru dharma you talk. Pitru dharma means dharma of a father. Okay, Pitru dharma, what should I talk? See how to save this child. Then he told, then you have to talk Matru dharma. What should I do? I don't have money. You give money. If you give money, 10,000 rupees should be given back. No other way. I cannot go and stand in front of this idiot Nijam and ask, begging, you release my devotee like that. With right and royal, I will go and I will give this 10,000 mohats and I will ask this fellow to release my child. So mother showed her blessing. Immediately Lakshmana is ready. With big bag, Lakshmana was ready. So he received all the, which Lakshmana? Which Lakshmana? Badrachalam Lakshmana, separate Lakshmana. Badrachalam Rama, Badrachalam Sita and Badrachalam Lakshmana. So Lakshmana received that 2000 mohats, golden coins, and they came. Where is Badrachalam? Where is Hyderabad Nija? But for these two people, just they disappeared there, then they appeared here. They had appeared in front of the personal room of the Raja. Raja generally has lot of varieties of security posts will be there, na? So no security guards, suddenly two fellows were knocking his room. Then Raja got afraid, oh, that means enemy army has come. Marathas in that time, they were fighting with Hyderabad Nijam. So enemy army has come. These fellows did not alert me at all. He was very much afraid to open the door. Then he asked, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? No, we are servant. Whose servant? Ramadas servant. Ramadas servant? Which Ramadas? That Ramadas, you open, all the stories will tell. This is not the time for hearing this story. Tomorrow morning you come, Nizam told. Then they told, this is the time to tell the story. You open. You open. So when you open, these are two Dawalis. Dawalis, you know, Dawalis mean the people with special cloth, they used to be in court. They are called Dawali. In Dawali Vesha, Pune Vesha, Pune attire. They came. You are Dawalis. Dawalis of whom? We are Dawalis of Tahsildar Ramadas. Tahsildar Ramadas? Which is Tahsildar Ramadas? Bhadrachalam Tahsildar Ramadas. Where is he, Tahsildar? He is in jail. That's what, we are his servants. Oh, he has servants also. All right, what is the purpose of your arrival? You have brought 10,000 mohats. 10,000 mohats? No, he kept with us. Bhagavan Rama cannot tell lie, na? He kept with us. He kept with us. Oh, he kept with you? 14 years you have kept. You did not know that he is arrested and he is getting punishment? No, we know that, but still this is the right time, we have come here. Then they, and that fellow, Nijam, Hyderabad Nijam, was wondering whether it is dream or happening, what is happening. And darshan of Rama and Lakshmana. So already his mind is in ecstasy. Then, all right, you give money. Rama, the Lakshmana, what he did, simply, purposefully, he put upside down the bag. So all the money was pouring. Golden coins in those days. Money was golden coins. So all, this fellow is seeing 10,000 mohats. Have you counted? Yes, certainly we have counted. We won't tell lie. 10,000 mohats are there. With 1 rupee, I mean, 1 mohar is extra also is there. Like that. So you count. No, now no time. Our ladies are all sleeping. You go. But tomorrow I will release him. No, today itself we have to release him.
No, no, I don't have seal and other thing. In those days, they used to have that Raja Mudra. Then Bhagwan, Rama saw, there is a cup wherein that Uchishta, that pawn saliva was there. Beetle net saliva in that patra, it looked like red ink. So Bhagwan Rama carried that and asked this Nijam to give a chapa. So and so, Dawalis have come and they are the Dawalis of Tahsildar Ramdas. So Ramdas should be released. So they disappeared there and appeared in front of the jailer. And jailer, midnight, whether any forgery has happened or what? Forgery. We will give you a slab. Forgery. How much struggle? We struggle with it. Where is Bhadrachalam? Where is Bhadrachalam? Where is Hyderabad? Where is Golconda? By the time Raja got madness because of vision of Bhagavan Rama and Lakshmana, he got madness. Kaha Dawali? Kaha Ramdas ka Dawali? Kaha Ramdas ka Dawali? Like that he started crying and hearing his cry, all the ladies in the house and all the securities, they thought, ho gaya, Nizam ji, mental pagal ho gaya. So he was running and you can see, if you go to Hyderabad, you can see that. It is more than 2 kilometers between the jail and East Palace. Distance is more than 2 kilometers. So he came and by the time they disappeared, Ramdas ji was released by the jailer. When Ramdas ji was coming out, Nizam has come. Kaha Dawali? Aapka Dawali kaha? Aapka Dawali? Dawali? Which Dawali? I don't have any Dawali. Dawali means peon. No, no, 2 Dawalis came. 2 Dawalis came. And they gave 10,000 maharas. And they asked me a seal. I told, I don't have seal, I don't have ink. They took the cup, which was full of my spitting. And they took the letter also. And when the younger Dawali touched me, it was something very grand touch. I never saw that type of touch. It is a Kshatriya touch, a kingly touch. Lakshmana, while going, simply gave one touch and came out. So immediately Ramdas understood. Then he started crying. Oh Lord, 14 years I am crying here. You did not give one darshan to me even in dream. Even in dream, you did not come and tell that, Ramdas, don't worry, I will save you. 14 years, yeah, I was crying. And he told the Nizam, you are a Mahatma. You are greater than me. That's why Bhagwan can appear in front of you. Like that, then this Raja was converted as a Bhakta of Rama. Because touch, yeah, Lakshmana's touch. So, and Ramji's darshan. And till date, there are gifts given by Nizam. Afterwards, he stopped persecuting Hindus and what you call, he was Bhakta of Rama. He has given plenty of villages to protect as an income to the temple, plenty of jewelries and other things. So, why this story? Etan vividhan tapaha na tapanti. No situation in their life will affect them because they are madgata chetasaha madashtrayaha. That is the glory of sadhus. Bhagavan will not end. One more class he will talk about this, which we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya namo namaha tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarnava shochanam rinam yaduttama shloka yashonu giyate gopika jivana smaranam గోవిందా గోవిందా.